Morning, thank you for coming. Today's daf is Daf Zayin here on in Masechet Tanis, and it's actually filled with a lot of different general lessons about rain and Agadata. So let's start again on Vav and Beis. Gemara says here. So in the middle here on the Vav Mabiz. Mara's talking about different types of rain here in things from Rav Chisda. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. Five lines down on the wide lines. Amar Rav Chisda, this is 1, 2, 3, right, exactly. Shem Shiyardi Kodim Va'atzar. If rain comes down in the morning rain comes down before Kriyat Shema, when we say Va'atzar Sashemayim V'yematzar, Ein Bem Mishum Va'atzar. Rain like that is a blessing, and then there's not going to be any lack of growth that year. Abai explained, Lo Amar L'Kodim V'Atzar D'Urta. That's true if the rain comes before the Kriyat Shema of night. Abai Kodim V'Atzar D'Tzafra, but rain that only came before the Kriyat Shema of the morning, Yesh Ben Mishum V'Atzar, there is a problem there because it could all evaporate once the sun comes out, and maybe that rain doesn't produce blessing. Amar Yehuda Bar Yitzchak, because Yehuda Bar Yitzchak said, Hani Anani D'Tzafra, Les Bu Mishum Mishasha. The clouds of the morning, there's no substance to them. It says, Ma'asalach Ephraim, Ma'asalach Yehuda, V'chaz lechem kanan boker. How could I do anything for you, Ephraim, or for you, Yehuda, when your kindness is just like the cloud of the morning? So the cloud of the morning is weak. Amli Arpapa La'abai, Arpapa said to Abai, V'amri Inchev, but people say, V'miftach B'vei Mitra, if the rain comes down in the morning before people open their home, then they say, Bar Hamara, Moch Saka Chugni. You, the guy who sells the wheat, put down your bag and go to sleep, because if there's rain in the morning, everybody else is going to have a lot of wheat, so you won't have a lot of customers for your wheat. So the Gemara, Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Hada Katabi Iva. One is when the heavens have thick clouds. Hada Katabi Anani. And one is where the heavens have thin clouds. If they have thin clouds, then the rain before the morning isn't so good. Hamar Yehuda Rita said, "Tavol l'shat teves harmalta. It's good for the year when the month of Teves is a widow, namely where there's not a lot of rain in the month of Teves. Because we said before that rain to the earth is like a husband to a wife. Ikadami, some explain why is it good not to have a lot of rain in Teves? In this way, the lobairi tarbitza, those places where they're teaching Torah are not going to become empty. Because if there's rain during the winter, people aren't going to come to the place where they're teaching Torah. Ikadami, others say." So that there won't be a lot of water and sort of floods taking root, and that's very helpful. Any is that so? Amar Rav Chisda, but didn't Rav Chisda say, Tavol l'shata k'teves menavlita? It's actually good for the year when Teves is a time when all the roads are disgusting and there's a lot of rain. And so, well, Lokash is not a contradiction. One is where it rained earlier. If it rained earlier, then already we don't need rain in Teves. One is where it didn't rain earlier, so then it's good to have a lot of rain in Teves. Rav Chisda said further, if it rains only in part of the country, in the other parts of the country it doesn't rain, that also means that you don't have a curse, because the part of the country where it did rain, they'll sell to the part of the country where it didn't rain. Says the Gemara, is that true? Ani, is that so? Doesn't the pasuk say? And I also denied you the rain with 3 months to go till the harvest. I only put the rain on one city. And to another city, I won't put rain. One area will get rain, another area will not get rain. This is a curse. That both of these are curses. That if only one area gets rain and the other area doesn't get rain, so even that area gets an overflow of rain. It gets too much and things get destroyed by the rain. And so, well, Lokash, then it's not a contradiction. Hadasa Tuva, if you have a lot of rain in that one place, yes, it ruins it. Hadasa can be boiling, but if in that one place it gets what it needs, just only yag over there, it's not so terrible. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Dekanami, it's clear that it's talking about where there's too much rain, the Ksiv Timater, meaning Tehe Makomatar, to be a place of a lot of rain, Shmami, that's a proof. Amar Bavo said, Neimasim Avarchan Alak Shamim, when do we start saying a blessing, thanking God for the rain? When the groom comes out to the bride, in other words, there's so much rain that now as the drops come down, there are other drops jumping out towards it. They're big puddles, so it looks like a groom coming out to greet the kala. What's the bracha? Thanking God for the rain. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav. He said like this, we thank you, Hashem our God, for every drop that you brought down for us. Rabbi Yochanan Nesayimba, Rabbi Yochanan would end with the things that we say in Nishmas. Ilufinu Malishu Rekayam. Had our mouth be filled with song like the ocean is filled with waves. And our tongue would be filled with praises like its many waves. Right? In and out of speaking, Lodosukha Hashem. Right? To say the whole thing, we're not going to be able to thank you, Hashem. And we end with, Al Yazvunu Rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu, your kindness, God, our Lord, shouldn't leave us. The Loaz of Unu, and it hasn't left us. Baruch, blessed are you, Hashem, Rov HaHodos. Gets most of the thank yous. Rov HaHodos, Lokol HaHodos. Most of the thank yous, not all of the thank yous. Amar Rav, Rav said, okay, so say, Ema Kol HaHodos. Say, Baruch Atta Hashem, Kol HaHodos. It gets all the thank yous. Amar Rav Papa said, okay, since we had both views, let's say both of it. Kel HaHodos, Rov HaHodos. Both Kel HaHodos, as well as Rov HaHodos. Amar Rabbah said, God, greater is the day that it rains than when Hashem brings the dead back to life. The dead coming back to life is only going to be true for the tzaddikim. But the rain, it's helping the tzaddikim and the rishayim. Now to say that the rain is better than tzkiyas hameisim is against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef used to say, rain is like the dead coming back to life. Because it's equal to the dead coming back to life. That's why we thank God for the rain in the blessing talking about the dead coming back to life. But it's equal to the dead coming back to life, according to Rav Yosef, not greater than the dead coming back to life. Rav Yehuda said, great is the day of the rain, like the day that Hashem gave the Torah. It says, Yarov Kamatar Likhi, it'll stream like the rain, my lesson. Tizal Katalim Ratsi, it'll flow like dew, my words. Vein Lekach Ala Torah, Lekach, a lesson is Torah. It says, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, for a good lesson I've given to you, Torasi. What is it? It's my Torah. Al Tazo, but don't leave it. Rav Amram said that again, rain is better even than the Torah. Yosem Yom Shnitim Torah. It's better than the day that the Torah was given. Shneamers, it says, Yarov Kamatar Likhi. Right? My lesson, my Lekach, the Lekach Tov, should come down like Matar. So, me Nitle B'mi. Who gets dependent on who? Right? The smaller gets dependent on the bigger. The rain, the Torah should be like the rain. Apparently, the rain. That's the example. That's the amazing thing. Eviomer kata nitla begadol. Rava Rami Rava asked the contradiction. Ksiv, it says Yarov kamacha lekhi. Uksiv tizal katal imrasi. On one hand, we have the word Yarov kamatar lekhi. It sounds like it's sort of very harsh. It's very strong. Powerful, like the Torah is going to come down like matar, but then it says tizal katal, it's going to flow like dew. It sounds like it's soft, it's pleasant. So the answer is like this: Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu, if he's a Talmud Chacham who acts the way he should, so then katal, then the teacher should treat him like dew, softly. Im Lav, but if a Talmud Chacham isn't so good, the student doesn't act the way he should, then Orfehu Kamatar, the teacher should like lash him like a storm. He should be very demanding and push the student to rise to the occasion. Tanya Lunya Debraisa. Hey, Rabbina Omer. Rabbina used to say, Kalahusik B'Torah L'Shma. Anyone who's busy with Torah, for the sake of the Torah, for its sake, Because Hashem gave him a mitzvah to learn Torah. Because he's trying to connect to the Torah. Then Torah so nasis lo sam chayim. Then the Torah becomes a potion of life. Shneimer says, "It's chayim hi lamachazikim ba." It's a tree of life to those who hold on to it. And he works hard for it, and he gets the Torah. Omer, and it says also about the Torah, "Rifuus ti b'sarecha." It'll be a healing for your stomach, for your body. Omer, and it says, "Kimotzi," for those who found me, found the Torah, "Matzachayim," found life. However, but somebody who's involved with Torah, not for the right sake, it becomes a potion of death. Shenamaz says, "Ya'arof kamatar l'kid." Now the word oref sounds like cutting off the head. Arifa is to kill, right? We think about egla arufa, the calf whose head is chopped off. Shenamaz it says, "Va'arf usham es ha'egla banachal." If you learn Torah, shalom l'shma, it's a potion of death. Now it also says, I understand that we have a rule. Learn for the insincere reasons, because then you'll get to lishma. So Tosfos answers, yeah, if you're learning initially because you want the recognition, you want the honor, that's okay. That'll lead you to eventually learning just for the sake of Hashem. But the Gemara says here that the learning shalom lishma is going to bring death. That's when a person is learning to make trouble. He's learning to know some things to be able to attack, you know, Yiddishkeit, the halacha, the rabbanim. So that type of learning, that's already a potion of death.
So the teacher is allowed to embarrass the bad students in front of the
class. Yes, yes. Yeah, to encourage him to learn. Yes, absolutely.
But it's not encouraging. This is like maybe discouraging.
That's true. Teachers have to be wise. They have to know who their students are, who they're... It's a lot of responsibility on teachers. They deserve a lot of credit. They have a very hard job and a very great responsibility, and they work very, very hard, and they don't get paid that much either. So they deserve a lot of credit. Yeah, they have to be careful. Amaleir b'yirmila r'bzeir. B'yirmila said to r'bzeir, "Aleisi mar lisni." Our master should come and teach. Amar Lei, so Zera said back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, "Chalash li bayv lechilna. I feel sick in my heart. I'm weak. I can't do it." So Rabbi Yirmiyah said back to Rabbi Zera, "Okay, well, if our master can't teach us halacha, lema mar milsa da agadata. Let the master teach us some lesson of agadata." Amar Lei, he said, "Achim Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan said, "My dichtiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Ki adam eitz hasadeh, for the man is the tree of the field." In what way is man like a tree of the field? Because the pasuk says, that you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree, because from it you will eat, and you are not to cut it down. I just want to again say that our learning today should be a merit li nishmas Katie Fishel, zechona levracha. Today is her third yahrzeit. Meira Chaya. I'm sorry, Nachama Bracha Meira Chaya Bastav and Mordechai Sheichya. So in what way? Kimenu tochal v'oso lo sichros. In what way? The verse says, don't cut down the fruit tree because you'll eat from it and you can't cut it down. On the other hand, the verse says, oso sashkis v'charata, that the tree that doesn't produce fruit, you are allowed to cut down and destroy. So hey, Kaitzad, so how do we apply this to people? Talmud Chacham Haglanu. This Talmud Chacham acts the right way. Menu tochal v'osel l'tichros. Learn from him and don't cut him down. But if he doesn't act the right way, he's like a tree that has no fruit. Then osel sashkes v'karata. Cut him down. In other words, stay away from him and don't learn from him. Am Rabchiyah b'Rabchanina. My dechiv was reading the verse. Barzel b'barzel yachad. Iron with iron together. Just like when you have two iron knives, one will sharpen the other. So it is with two Torah scholars. They sharpen each other in the halacha. When they learn together, they ask each other questions and they clarify the matter through that involvement. Rabbi Baruch Hanna said, why are Torah words compared to fire? It says, behold, my words are like fire, says Hashem. What am I allowed to tell you? Fire is not going to burn on its own. You have to take a little twig, light it, and then the big tree will burn, as we'll see soon. After Torah, so too when it comes to Torah, in this time of the Yechidi, they don't last with someone who's alone. They only last with people who are learning together. What it means is, there's a sword against those Torah scholars. They don't want to say there's a sword on the Torah scholars. They say a sword on the enemies of the Torah scholars. But really it means there's a sword on the Torah scholars who learn alone, each person by himself, the Torah. Lord, not only that, when they learn alone, shemit tafshin, over time they become foolish. In other words, it says, v'no alu, they become fools. Lord, not only that, el shechotim, they'll actually sin. Ksifach, it says over here, v'no alu, ksifasam asher no alnu, v'asher chatanu, that we were foolish and we sinned. Yivay yisayim, alternatively, mehacha, this is the source. No alu, sarei tzoan, v'hissu es mitzrayim, the ministers of tzoan were foolish, and they fooled the people of Egypt. So again, we see that the foolishness leads to misbehaviors, making the wrong decisions, the wrong calls. Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak of Nachmar Yitzchak taught, Lama nim shalu divrei Torah ke'et. Why are the words of Torah compared to a tree? And as it says, it's chayim he, the tree of life, and achazikim, but to those who hold on to it. Lama chata tell you the same. It's katan matlik asagadol. Just like with the tree, you have to have the small twigs to light the big tree. Because if you try to take a fire right to the big log, it might not catch. First you bring to the small twigs, and the small twigs burn, and then the big fire catches. That's the way it is with Torah scholars, the small people, with their questions. I don't understand this, I don't understand that. That's what sharpens those who are greater. They said, I learned a lot from my teachers. But I learned from my friends more than from my teachers. And from my students, I learned more than from everybody. Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami, Rav Chanina bar Papa asked a contradiction. See, it says, the kras tzame he saw you mayim, towards the thirsty, bring water. In other words, bring the Torah to people who need it, who want it. Similarly, in the end of the verse says, hey, called tzame luchulamayim. Hey, anybody who's thirsty, come to the water. Sounds like you don't bring it to them, let them come to you. The answer is like this, Im Talmud Hagman Hu, if you see that you have a student who's very appropriate and wants to learn, Vikrasame, he saw you mine, then go to him to bring him the water. He laughed, but if he's not so appropriate, alright, let him become appropriate. Call Tzame, Luchulamayim, don't go to him. If he wants Torah, let him show some effort. He's not so great. Okay, let him show effort. That'll make him great. Reb Chanina bar Chama Rami. Reb Chanina bar Rami Chama asked a contradiction in Pesukim. It says, Yafutsu mayin asecha chutza, your spring should spread out. Ksiv, on the other hand, says, Yuvah chalavatsa, they'll be for you by yourself. Again, in Talmud Hagman Hu, if you have a good student who's appropriate, Yafutsu mayin asecha chutza, let your spring spread out to him. Vim labad, he's not so appropriate, doesn't have such good midos. Yuvah chalavatsa, let the Torah be for you yourself. Reb Chanina bar Idi, Reb Chanina bar Idi said, why are Jibre Torah compared to the water? It says, "Hi, called Samei Lechulamayim." Everybody who's thirsty, go to the water. Lo malachat to tell you, just like water leaves the high place and goes to a low place. After Jibre Torah, so it is with words of Torah. In this kaminal misha daito shvala, it only lasts with somebody who is lowly, who's humble, and he's happy to learn from people, and he doesn't insist that he's always right. Rabbi Shaya said further, why are Torah compared to these three dishes? To these three drinks, I mean. Water, wine, and milk. On the one hand, we have the pasuk called Tzame L'chum L'mayim. Everybody who's thirsty, go to the water. And go purchase without having to pay money. Wine and milk. Just these three liquids. In this kaim, they only last in the very inferior utensils. Divetor also only lasts in the people who are humble. The case of Yishuv ben Hananya, like the daughter of the Caesar said to Yishuv ben Hananya. A story. Yishuv ben Hananya, he had very sharp words, and he didn't look so beautiful. So the daughter of the Caesar said to him, Ichachm fara b'chli machuar, what type of beautiful wisdom is there in such an ugly utensil? In other words, if God gave you wisdom, why didn't he make you beautiful? Amar lo, Rabbi Yishuv ben Hananya said to her, Avich rami chamra b'mani d'pachra. Your father puts wine in ugly earthenware vessels. Amar lo, she said to him, El b'mani near me, what are you proposing? You should put the wine in. Amar lo, he said to her, Atum d'chashvitu, you who are so prominent and rich, from money to dab of the kasper, you should put your wine in the gold and in the silver utensils. So Azla, so the daughter of the Caesar, went with Abua. She told her father. So he did it. Rami Lachamer, money to dab of the kasper, he put his wine into utensils of gold and silver. The takif, so all the wine became vinegar. Oh, so Amalei, they went and told the Caesar, they all became vinegar. Amalei Lebrati, the Caesar said to his daughter, Ma'amalei, who gave you such advice to put the wine into utensils of gold and silver? Amalei, she said, Rishu ben Chananya. So Karyu, they called him Rishu ben Chananya. Amalei, so the Caesar said to her, Amalei, why did you tell my daughter this foolish idea? Amalei, so he said to him, Ki'echid Amalei, Amalei, the same way she said to me, why is wisdom in such an ugly vessel? I said, why is wine in such an ugly vessel? She said, what she said to me, I said to her. So then the daughter of the Caesar said, "Vahaika Shapira Digmiri." So what is this? You think that you only, that he's, there are plenty of beautiful people who learn a lot. Why aren't you a beautiful person? You're an ugly person. So turning this now to Simon Bays. So said Rav Yeshua ben Chananya back to her, "Yihavu sani, if those Torah scholars would have been ugly, they would have learned more." In other words, because if somebody doesn't look so beautiful, he's very humble. The guys who look beautiful, they're a little bit arrogant. So again, Torah lasts with the humble people. The people who are humble, the people who are submissive, they're the ones who really understand the Holy Torah, they get to the truth, and they succeed in Torah. Davar Acher, another explanation. Why are these three liquids the symbols of Torah? Water, wine, and milk. So one is because you need to have simple vessels for them. And Torah lasts in a simple person. Another lesson is mashlo shamashkin alalu, just like these three liquids. Ein nifsalin ala b'hesel chadas. They get ruined when a person is distracted. When a person stops thinking about them, then they spill if you're not watching them. After Beit Torah, so it is with the words of Torah and the shtakhin. They only get forgotten b'hesel chadas when people are distracted from them. Rav Chanina said, great is the day of the rain, like the day of creation. As it says, Harifu shamayim malu shakim yizlut tzedek, tiftach eretz v'yifru yesha, utzdaka tatzmiach yachad, ani Hashem brasiv. Brasim, lo ne'amar, doesn't say that I created them. Ela brasiv, I made it. So that rain is what Hashem is praising. Amr b'shay said, Zal yomak sham afilu. Shafil Yeshua Parver of a boat. Great is the day of rain. It means that Hashem is happy. And if Hashem is happy that He's giving rain, we can daven and we can get salvation on that day. Shemar, it says, Tiftach Eretz, let the earth open up, the Yifru Resh Yesha, let salvation increase. Yisrael. The rain is only going to come down if the sins of the Jews have been forgiven. Shemar, it says, Retitz Hashem Artzecha, you, Hashem, you've wanted your land. Shavta Shvus Yaakov, you return the return of Yaakov. Nasasa Avon Amecha, you have carried away the sin of your people. Kisisa Kol Chatasam Sela, you have covered over all their sins forever. Amalei Ziri Mitihavas, Ziri from Dihavas said to Ravina, Atun Mehachma Sisnan, you had this source. Anan Mehachma Sisnan, we have the following source that the rain is a sign that Hashem has forgiven us. As the pasuk says, "Va'atat tishma shamayim," and you will hear from the heavens, "Bissalachta lachatas," and you will forgive the sin of your people. I'm Reb Tanchum, Reb Chia Ish Kfar Akko. Every Tanchum, the son of Reb Chia, the man of Kfar Akko, said, "In Hashem Netzard Elim Kain Ischayvus Neim Shul Yisrael Kloyim." Rain only stops when the enemies of the Jews, namely the Jews, unfortunately, deserve destruction. That's when Hashem stops the rain. Shem, as it says, "Tzia." And it's extremely gamchom yigzulu meimi sheleg sho'ol chatau. In other words, when there's extreme heat and the rain and the snow stops, that's because the Jewish people have committed sins for which they deserve to go to sho'ol. They deserve to go into Gehenna for these sins. Amle zehiri mi dihavas l'ravina. Zehiri from dihavas et ravina. Atam yach mas nisolat. That's your source. And atam yach mas nisolat. We have another different source. The verse says, v'atzar asa shamayim v'lo yamatzar. In Kriyat Shema, if you don't keep the mitzvahs, Hashem's going to close the heavens. There won't be rain. And then, Va'avatzeh Meher, or you will be quickly lost. Amrub Chizr of Chizr said, Enak Shom Net Sarmel B'Shvil Bitl Chumas U'Maisos. Hashem stops sending the rain if people don't give the chuma to the Kohen and the Meiser to the Levi and to the Ani, to the poor person. Shneem, as it says, Tzia Gam Chom Yigzalu Meimei Shalek. My Mashah, how do you see that? Tanat Ver B'Shom, Sotam Nibraisa from Yeshiv Rabbi Shmo. The things that I commanded you during the time of the summer, and we're giving you Trumas and Maisos, for last season, you didn't do them. It'll be stolen from you. The waters and the snow in the time of the winter. Rain stops because people speak Lashon Hara. As it says, Ruach Tzapon, Techolel Geshem, Ufanim Nizamim, Lashon Saser. The reason why the northern wind scatters the clouds and stops the rain, Hashem shows anger, is because of the Lashon Hara that is said in private when people complain and speak negatively about others. Amrib Salam Rib Hamnuna. And Hashem Netzarnal B'shul Azei Panim. The rain only stops because of Chutzpah. And as it says, V'yimanu Revivim U'malkosh Lohaya Meitzach Isha Zona Haya Lach Me'anta Hikalein. So the reason why the rain is stopping, Yimanu Revivim, Malkos Lo Haya, there's no Malkos, there's no rain, is because Me'anta Hikalem, you are refusing to be embarrassed. You have chutzpah, you have Azus Panim. Rav Salam Rav Amnuna, Adam Sheish Lo Azus Panim, any person is very brazen, it's a lot of chutzpah, he doesn't have any bashfulness. So Nichshal Ba'aveir, in the end, he's going to stumble with sin. And as it says, "Umeitzach isha zona hayalach," and the forehead of a prostitute woman you had, may anta hikalem, you were refusing to be embarrassed. Rav Nachman of Rav Nachman said, "Yadua, it is known, shenichshal ba'aver, that a person has already sinned." And as it says, "Hayalach," it was to you. V'lo ne'amar yiyalach, doesn't say will be to you. So the person is an azpanim, that means already he has a lot of sins. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna kol adam sheish po azpanim mitzulikroso rasha. Any person who's very brazen, you're allowed to call him wicked. And as it says, Heyez ish rasha b'fanav. This man has been brazen, he's wicked in his face. You can call him wicked to his face. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, a person who has brazenness, mutu usnaos, you're allowed to hate him. And as it says, V'oz panav yisuneh. And the person with the brazenness of the face will be hated. V'altikri yisuneh, ela yisaneh. He will be hated. Because of his brazenness, he will be hated. Rav Kina said, "Ein aksham netzarnel b'shvil bittul Torah." The reason why rain stops is because people aren't learning Torah. Shem says, "Ba'atzal tayim through the laziness, yimach hamekareh, the roofer will get weak." In other words, b'shvil atzal shoyu b'Yisrael shalasku b'Torah. Because of the laziness that the Jews had, that they weren't busy with Torah. Nasason shalakadosh baruch hu mach. Then, as it were, the Almighty, who's the roofer, becomes weak. Weak here meaning poor. A machala ani. Shneimer says a machal meirkach. If you will be too poor from your value, a mekarev. The roofer is a kadosh baruch hu. Shneimer says a mekarev. A mayim al yosav who makes as a roof of water the areas above. Yosav Amar Yosav says meirkach. Here is the source. The pasuk says va'ata now lo ra'u or they didn't see light. But here hu bashchakim. It is clear in the heavens. Beruach evra. Batzitzaharim, ain or el Torah, or is light. And now they didn't see Torah is light. They didn't see the light. They didn't see the Torah. Shneimer it says, "Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or mitzvah is a candle. Torah is light." But here, who bashakim? Tana the Rabbi Shmuel. Torah the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. Afilu b'shal shirakia nasim b'horin b'horin l'horit talam matar. Even when the heavens are filled with all these different spots to bring down the rain, nevertheless, ruach evra batzitzaharim. The wind comes and it clears out the heavens. Rabbi said, "In aksham netzaron elavavon gezel, rain only stops because of the sin of theft." Shadem, as it says, "Al kapayim kisaor, on the hands the light was covered. Bavon kapayim kisaor, for the sin of the hands, the light was covered. Ben kapayim elochamas, kapayim is a reference to stealing. So, as Shadem, as it says." From the stealing that was in their hands, mean or elamata, or is a reference to terrain. As it says, Yafit Anan Oro. The Anan will spread its light. So for the sin of stealing, the rain's not going to come down. Now what can you do when we don't have rain? Might not have rain because of lack of Torah or brazenness or other reasons why we don't have rain. So what can we do? Bittul Torah, stealing. What can we do when we don't have rain? The answer is Yarbe Betzvila, pray a lot. As that verse says, Vayitzav Aleh B'Mavgiya, Hashem commanded about the rain to come down because of the Mavgiya. Ain't Pegiya Ela Tzvila. Pegiya is a reference to an appeal of prayer. As it says, V'atan you, Al Tispalel Ba'adam Azeh, do not pray for this people, V'al Tiv Gabi, and don't appeal to me. Rabbi Ami said further, I just read what's the meaning of the verse. Imkeya HaBarzel V'hu Lo Panim Kilkal. It means like this, in Ra'isa Rakia Shakia, if you saw a heaven that has become weak, and it's not doing its job, and instead it's become kebarzel, it's become like iron, Lahore Talumat are not coming down with any rain or dew. The reason is, Bishwa Maisa Dor Shem Mikulkalam. The reason for this is because of the generation whose actions are ruined. Shnemar Vuhu Lo Fanim Kilkel. People have ruined their actions. Again, what can they do to fix the situation? They should increase prayer. As it says, Yigabar, you should increase the soldiers who are praying. And Kol Shekeinim Hukshu Maaseh Meikara, that if originally they fixed their actions, namely through wisdom, then they won't have this problem of not having rain. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with Daf Chas.